This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Lucius. CA is in for Jeff today, and it's time for Jeffrey time. El Tiempo Cone Heffrey is now.
Hey, thank you. Gentlemen, why do a lot of people in Texas call pigs in a blanket kolaches? I got that after this song.
It's a hot debate.
It's a hot debate.
Jeff got in trouble the other day.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the history on this thing.
I don't know.
By the kolache people?
Yeah, the kolache purists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want pig in the blankets, kolaches intermixing like that.
Oh, I'm going to break it down.
I need the education.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, that's what we're here for, gentlemen. Tolos, G-Bag Nationals, all over North Texas. We got a strong signal here, 105.3 The Fan. We reach down towards Austin. Now, if you're a purist, and I'm talking about people who love kolaches from Texas, then you know about the great city or town of West Texas.
Yeah.
Now, Gavin, I don't know if you remember this or not, but back in the day when we were G-Bag Nationals on at night, we actually had the mayor of West Texas on our show.
During the fertilizer thing?
Yes, they had a fertilizer plant that blew up.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was
yeah,
a big explosion.
Very sad thing. Yeah.
Very, very sad thing.
Scary as hell.
Few people died, and the city, the town united themselves around it. And I got a chance to go down there. I've been down there before when I drive down to Cowboys training camp where they were down in Austin.
What's it called? The Check Stop Bakery?
The Check Stop. Uh-huh. I go to the Check Stop, and I'd even go to that little town called Abbott, Texas. They had this turkey shop. They had really good smoked turkey sandwiches. It's not there no more. They got a little barbecue place over there. It's not even the same. The turkey. But yeah, West Texas is known for kolaches. It's the kolache capital of the state of Texas.
Yeah, German immigrant town, right?
Sort of.
Okay. Oh, that's where the lesson. Okay.
Here's the lesson.
Here we go.
So I go down there because the Dallas Mavericks had a game there, charity game there. It was in the summertime. Rick Carlisle coached the team. It was Rick's idea. I went down there to MC it. We did the whole Maverick production. I think we had some of the Maniacs there, Maverick dancers. Did an entire thing. Didn't have the players because it was in the summertime. They were gone out of town. But we did a whole big deal there. And, of course, they had kolaches everywhere. And I knew this was a Czech town. There's a lot of immigrants from the Czech Republic in Texas.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay? Thus, you have the kolache. But let me explain something for those who don't know. I made pit stops at that check shop lots of times because you go down there on the way to Austin. You just got to go. They got all kinds of stuff down in that check shop.
Right around the time you're getting hungry.
Yeah. I mean, it's halfway down.
Yeah.
Or close
about
two
to hours into that ride.
Right. Yeah. Y'all know, you've been down there. Now, I knew that there was a big Czech population down there because, ironically, way back in the day when I was going down to Cowboys training camp, I actually got hired to MC a television show in Prague, the Czech Republic.
No way.
I was there for 10 days.
Badass.
Yes, thank you. I was down there.
That's when you were doing your music video stuff?
Actually, yeah. It was kind of both when I was doing all the music. But they were trying to have this ballroom dancing become an Olympic sport. So ballroom, it's like Dancing with the Stars. You know, Emmett has won.
So you're going around a couple to couple?
No, I was like the guy that hosted. What's that guy?
Okay.
You know, the guy that hosts Dancing with the Stars.
Ryan Seacrest?
No, not him. The other guy. I can't remember his name, but the guy with the gray hair.
Pat Bergeron.
Yeah, him. I was him.
I made that up.
And I'm like, I went over there for 10 days. I didn't know what I was. Bergeron. Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I knew the Bergeron part. Right? So I go over there to Prague, and I'm there for 10 days, and they got these dancers, because they're trying to make it an Olympic sport, like figure skating. And I'm like, ballroom dancing. This is before Dancing with the Stars was even on TV. They had teams there from all over the world. Japan, Argentina, Australia, England, Africa, the Czech Republic.
I heard Prague was a really cool city.
It is the coolest city. King Charlemagne, it was like the capital of Europe. It looked like Rome.
Long time
it's
ago. Yeah.
Beautiful. And they love jazz music. They have all these jazz spots down there.
But
I'm down there, and I'm eating all these kolaches in Prague. And I'm like, I'm used to this because I've been to West Texas. So let's get to the pig in the blanket and the Texas kolache. There's a lot of people in Texas that actually will call a pig in a blanket a kolache.
Well, I mean, there's a frozen food item that says kolaches that are pig in a blanket.
Come on, man. Defend us.
Yes.
Defend us, bro.
I don't think it's out of pure ignorance.
It's not pure ignorance.
No.
It's somebody trying to misinterpret what's actually in that blanket. It's not supposed to be a pig if it's a kolache. Now, don't go by me. And by the way, let me give you a little history thing on this Czech immigrants that came to Texas. They've been here since the 1840s. They didn't just get here like World War II.
Before Dallas.
They got here a long time ago. For some reason, they decided to come to Texas. And it's still about 200,000 people from the Czech people, the Tech Czechsons. Texas Czechs or Czech Texans.
Czechsons?
Czechsons. And they're all in the hill country and mostly in West Texas. And they make these kolaches. Now, I went on YouTube and I found this story. And there's this kid who is a great chef. And his grandmother made kolaches. And she got it from her grandmother and grandfather. And he explained what a real kolache is. This dude is from Texas and his family is Czech.
If you're not from Texas, it is hard to understand a kolache. A kolache is a soft, puffy dough with any fruit filling or cream cheese. Now, if it has any type of a meat in it, it becomes a klobuchniki.
A what?
Texans love kolaches because it's your heritage.
A what? A klobuchniki?
A klobuchniki.
Okay.
A what?
Klobuchniki, please.
That's why I didn't want to say it back out loud.
It's too hard to say, and I guess everybody just called it a kolache because they would get one, they'd order a klobuchniki, whatever they call it, and then they have the meat in there, the sausage or the pig in there. And so have y'all had
Close enough, right?
Yeah, close enough.
It's the same thing, just with meat.
Right. Nowhere else in the United States do they call a pig in a blanket a kolache except Texas. When a pig in a blanket is a pig in a blanket. But, you know.
That's so Texas, though.
Well,
it is.
We also call chucking a ball chunking a ball.
That's right. You get chuck it.
Yeah.
That's so Texas, though. Like, Texas comes in and we just, like, take over. And we'll take anything and make it our own.
Absolutely. Look at the, Chili's flag?
Yeah. Looks
just like our flag. But what is our favorite food here in Texas?
Chili.
Come on now.
I want my baby.
Come on now.
Not a coincidence.
That's right. That's right. And so, again, it started in Texas, this even the pig in the blanket thing, like other parts of the nation, they'll say, it's pig in the blanket. We did the pig in the blanket. No. It was in Texas.
The lady at the donut shop down the street for me calls it sausage roll.
Sausage roll.
You want sausage roll.
Yeah, people call it different things. Have y'all actually had a kolache?
I don't
without
think so.
Without
to
the
me,
meat
I
in
thought
it.
A kolache was the pig in the blanket.
What the hell is the point of doing it without meat?
No, that's something else with an N-word.
Exactly. Well, like I said, it's usually a real kolache has fruit or cheese in the middle, and it's absolutely delicious.
I wouldn't mind a cheese kolache. That sounds kind of nice.
Now, the kolaches, that guy in that video, he was saying that when the Czech people.
That's garlic cheese bread.
Yeah,
that's some good stuff, right? That guy in the video, when he was talking about these kolaches and how the great-grandparents used to make it, and like the grandma, they'd make it by their hand, and it was just enough because these guys would go out in the fields and they'd farm. You know, they'd farm on these ranches and stuff, and they'd have just enough, like, holding their hand, and it would never go bad.
Okay.
And so it kind of spread, and everybody in Central Texas knows about the kolaches, and it's courtesy of West Texas, the Czech Republic, all the Czech Texans down here. And again, you can call a pig in a blanket a kolache in Texas and get away with it because I guess you can't say that word. The kolabich, kolabich.
Yeah, that's too much.
That. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's keep
it's
it simple.
It's a little bit
Obama!
Too
Obama!
Don't want to get in trouble.
It's a little bit too much. Now, also, gentlemen, it is National Cheeseburger Day as well.
Yes.
And we mentioned that on Guess What Day It Is?
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned some burger joints around here, some cheeseburger places where you can get some cheeseburgers. I mentioned a few of them. I mentioned Wingfield's, of course, legendary. Off-Ramp Kitchen. Keller's is another one.
The drive-in. The Keller's drive-in.
Yes,
that's amazing.
It's legendary.
You get to sit in your truck while you order a burger from a drive-thru, and they can bring you a cold beer as well. You sit there right there in their parking lot drinking beer.
Yeah. That's right. Just like a Sonic.
You're on a trust factor, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We trust you won't drive away with that beer.
For real. Burger House is a good place. Bubba's 33. Fred's Texas Cafe. Golf's Hamburgers.
I like Grubbs.
Grubbs
is
good.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Do you guys have Grubbs? Hobdobbies?
Hobdobbies.
Hobdobbies.
I like their system where you kind of build your own as you're walking through there. Yeah,
you mentioned Maple and Motor. That's legendary. Offside Kitchen, I mentioned that. Rodeo Goat, they got some good ones. The Shake Shack's got some good cheeseburgers. Snuffers.
Oh, you can serve your dog over there at the Shake Shack, too.
They
have a burger for your dog just in case you want to eat outside
with
your puppy.
There. You can bring the puppy.
Heck
with
yeah,
you.
Man.
Twisted Root.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
sleeping on the Twisted Root. That's
some
really
good
burgers.
Roger
man.
Rabbit.
Now, Jesse, I'm going to go ahead and get you in trouble here.
Uh-oh.
Because you, as you know, there are some burger chains around here that have some really good cheeseburgers.
Let's do it. Come on.
Now,
I know what you're getting ready to say.
I already know what, because Jesse stands by this.
Okay.
All right. I'm a Whataburger man.
Okay.
And I love a patty melt.
Okay.
I love a patty melt. Throw some pickles on that patty melt, and it's on and popping.
You just trashed it.
But Jesse says the Whataburger is overrated.
Careful, Jesse.
Listen. No. Outside.
You might want to say that at 250. You still got some hours to go, fam.
Jesse Holly.
Meet me in Temecula. It doesn't make me a difference. Outside of the patty melt at Whataburger. The patty melt is
that's my favorite.
I love the patty melt. I'll add bacon and some jalapenos on it. The Whataburger is trash.
What?
Wow.
People don't go to Whataburger to get. You go to Whataburger to get the patty melt, or you go to Whataburger to get the breakfast biscuits, or you go to Whataburger to get the taquitos.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't skip that number five too on the menu, bro. That bacon burger. What are you doing?
No one.
What are you doing?
I promise you, if we looked at the numbers at Whataburger, the actual burger.
The Whataburger.
The Whataburger wouldn't be a burger that you get. You would see a bunch of patty melts. Maybe some chicken tender sandwiches.
You're making this up. You are making this
definitely
up. You've seen no numbers.
Definitely some taquitos. Definitely some breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh, the 977. She says, I'm with you, Jesse.
The actual Whataburger.
Y'all crazy.
Listen, I would take a Wendy's burger. I would a hamburger.
Does the actual Whataburger have cheese on it?
Well, you have to ask for it. Whataburger with cheese.
So I would take the Whataburger
Jesse
burger.
Tripping,
burger the
Jesse
Whataburger burger is trash.
He's called it trash before. That's
the
why I knew.
The Whataburger patty melt, gift from God. The other one
so
can
the
go Whataburger, straight to hell.
So the Whataburger is better than the Burger King burger, the Whopper?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
It's better than the Whopper.
I'll take
the old
Whopper.
Whoppers were good. The new Whoppers are not the same. You telling me it's
Whopper,
better than that?
I'll take a Whopper. I'll take a Dave's Double.
Whopper's a great burger.
I'll take a McDonald's Quarter Pounder. I'll take any one of those.
Holy cow.
Over
okay.
the Whataburger burger. Here. Not that, the patty melt.
Notice you didn't say In-N-Out.
Yeah.
That's not even good. Those are so trash.
Now, that's Jesse with no I at Mr. Fourth and Long.
That's him.
Come see me.
Real quick, Lucius, before we get out of here, can you tell me what the Whataburger man says?
Has crispy lettuce, onions, fries, 100% pure beef. What a burger.
Back to you, Gavin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.